The following is the Be Our Guest Podcast live show that was originally recorded on Sunday evening, January 18th, 2015. During this live show, we took lots of great calls and discussed a lot of fun stuff like, what would you change here in 2015? Also, you know, would it hurt Disney to give everybody the park hopper option back like they did in the old days? We also talked about the getting rid of the redemption games in the arcades at the Walt Disney World resorts and much more. If you missed this live show, don't worry. We're going to do it again in February. So put on the calendar, February 15th. That's Sunday night. It's going to be at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there in your home for the magic, MagicalMouseRadio.com. As always, thank you so much for your support of the show. We couldn't do this without you downloading the podcast, spreading the word, and just being a part of the podcast family. We hope you always enjoy the podcast. And again, thank you so much for your support. So hope you enjoy today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the January 2015 Be Our Guest Podcast live show. It is Sunday night, January 18th, and we're glad that you're here. Thank you for joining us here on Magical Mouse Radio. We're going to talk for the next hour all things Disney with you. You can give us a call, 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-9395. You can also chat with us in the chat room. We're over at friendfeed.com/beourguestmike. And as always here on the live shows, we are brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So next time you're looking to head to a Disney destination, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. They're going to make trip planning fun. If you're going on a cruise, they're going to give you money to spend on the cruise. And you know what? We still have a few staterooms available for the Be Our Guest podcast cruise in July. And I think I calculated this out. We're at 173 days as of today till we sail. So not too bad. You know, it's January, people. Think about July. It's just right around the corner. Sail with the crew. We're going to have so much fun on board.
We're cruising this year.
That's right. Double dip. And guess what? Double dip into Castaway Key. Two stops. And we're going to have ample time to go to Palo, you know, if you're an adult, and have fun.
Oh,
just
Apollo
tons of fun.
Brunch.
Oh, Apollo brunch. That's two words. Book. I'm telling you.
Yep.
And we're, you know,
that's worth it.
That's it. You know, and
that's worth it.
The great folks over at the Magic for Less going to give you a nice onboard credit to spend, and you can use that towards your Palo brunch. So right there, double the fun. Also Disneyland and Walt Disney World and Universal Vacations as well. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com.
Did you hear that Mike mentioned Universal?
He did.
Did you hear that? Okay.
I know.
All right. I just wanted to be like, what happened there?
Yeah, that buttering up to the boss. Is that what that's called?
Yeah, obviously. Oh my goodness, she loves it.
Yeah.
Since apparently there will be a Universal show coming your way here in the next few weeks.
And a quiz for you at the end of it, Mike. A quiz for you.
Hey, Pam. You said mercy and let him do it, so...
All right, let's get to it. So let's introduce the ladies and get to the show. Lots to talk about, a couple of announcements to get to here off the top. And joining us, she's a blogger over at touringplans.com, the proprietor of DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, and she's puts out the great Magically Speaking e-newsletter, which you need to get in your inbox every couple of weeks. It's Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Proprietor.
I know how to use a big word. You know, I have the FM DJ voice tonight because I have the post-Walt Disney World crud going on right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we all have the post-Walt Disney World crud going on. I think I've seen everybody on, you know, some sort of social media go, yep, I got sick. Yep, it's just, like I said, the petri dish that is Orlando.
It's brutal.
So, yep, but I'm feeling better. Now you've got it. So that's how that works. But.
I know, and we're not, you know, it's like we're not even in proximity, but, you know, everybody comes home and gets sick, I guess.
Exactly. I think we did it a little too hard while we were
down
there.
Play hard.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, you run around literally and, you know, I guess it catches up to you.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Also joining us from MakingMagicOfMemories.com down in the wonderful state of Florida, we have Debbie. What's up, Deb?
Hey, everybody. Can you believe it's already January?
It is.
I still can't believe it. It's just so wild. I mean, I still can't believe we're doing this live show. It's the middle of January. And I'm like, where does this time go?
We're almost at the end of January. Okay, fellas, here's your reminder. Valentine's Day is less than a month away.
Yeah, I just got through Christmas, man. Come on, back off. I can't
know, right?
You know what? I want you gentlemen to be well informed this year. Not that my gentlemen will do anything because we don't ever do anything for Valentine's Day, but I want all the other ones to do things for their significant others or just themselves because you know what? You should treat yourself. So,
and we're now sending out notes to all your wives and girlfriends and any of your significant others that we've already warned you about this now. So they know that you know. So you better know.
And again, join us in our chat room, friendfeed.com/Bear Guest Mike. Julie has the post of the night so far. She said, never had so much fun getting sick.
That is correct, right. Julie. Bravo.
That is it. Very so true. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam? I think you're still technically a resident of Florida because I don't think you've been in Pennsylvania as much as Florida in 2015 yet.
No, that's probably that actually is very true. So I would really like if my ID card would arrive in the mail so that, you know, it's official with all that. But anyways, I have to say, Ricky, thank you for reminding me because I'm actually in our relationship the worst gift giver in terms of
somebody is
right.
I mean
like Steve remembers everything. Me, yes. Not so much. And I'm so organized about other things, not that. So I guess I'm pulling out my notebook, my 2015 notebook of things. And it is now a resolution for me to be better about remembering things like that.
There we go.
Anyways, I totally take Steve for granted, though. I admit it. So
that's,
he knows.
Yeah.
That's the opposite in our relationship. Like, Pam is the best gift giver. Like, they're always so thoughtful. Like, something I will say in March, like, will come around to my birthday, like, perfectly, and then I just panic. You know, I can't get anything. I'm like, you know, the chia pet at Walgreens.
I'm the Pam.
That's it.
Yeah, not your Pam, the other Pam.
Yeah. Okay.
I will give good gifts. I just don't always remember all the little things that Steve remembers. Like, he'll like bring home something for me. He'll be like, this is the anniversary of the first time we went to a concert together. And I'm like, thank you. And I totally didn't know that.
Clone that man. Pam, you missed your calling, honey. You need to get his DNA and clone him because you can make billions off of someone like that.
I'm not willing to do it.
Steve is the best husband ever. Just saying.
I know.
All right. Well, before we get to the calls, and again, 407-413-9395, we're going to get to Springfield, Missouri here in just 1 second. I did want to make this announcement that down at Marathon Weekend, we had a blast. Let me just tell you, it was totally worth getting sick over, and just memories truly for a lifetime from this, you know, really about 72 hours. It was intense. It was fast, but it was incredible. You know, again, I talked about it on Friday. So proud that so many folks wore the lizard color, you know, at this great moment of their life. It was awesome. And I saw that again this weekend out in Disneyland. So congratulations to all of our Star Wars half marathon weekend participants. I saw a bunch of lizards running with Sean Astin, I believe his name is Rudy.
What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, they did selfies with him this morning, you know, in the lizard shirts. Phil had his on. That was so cool. And Jill was out there. And I believe Teresa got her picture with him, Ray, everybody. So thank you so much, everybody, Masayo and Teresa, for cheering out there and taking the sign and representing. We appreciate that so much. Thanks to each and every one of you. We had Richard and his wife down at Castaway Key, as well as Mojo, and Mark was running. I can't name everybody. There were so many lizards out there, but thank you for wearing our colors. And Mike Bankhead and I have been kind of talking behind the scenes along with a couple other people from the running squad. And one thing that we really wanted to do was make this about more than us, you know. Eventually kind of, we had to get our feet wet with the running team and get some folks. We thought we'd have like 20 or 30. We're now over 300. So it really took off and we're very glad for that. But we really want to do kind of make a difference, not only in our lives, which so many people have made great changes. We want to help out others along the way. So what we've done, if you're a member of the Lizards, you can go to our Facebook page, the group there, I believe it's called, and you can see that we've set up a charitable giving with Give Kids the World. They're going to be obviously, this is what we do every summer. They're our charitable organization where we can help, you know, families that are having a really rough time escape for a week down to Central Florida to kind of get away from the illness and let the family become a family again. And we're asking everybody that's a lizard to drop by there and sign up for the, it's a very simple sign up there. And, you know, over the year, try to raise a little bit of money for Give Kids the World because every little bit helps. And, you know, we're going to get out there and push the miles and really help some smiles down at Give Kids the World Village. So if you do that, we'd really appreciate it. And again, you know, we have the most charitable folks out there. We could all, you know, donate a little bit and get other people to get behind us in our journeys. And, you know, by the end of the year with 300 people, we can really make a difference. So if you do that, we'd really appreciate it. And thanks to Brandy for putting that together. I believe she took care of that for us.
100%. Thank you. That's awesome.
So great.
Thank you. All right.
Those lizards
lizards.
That's it, man. Lizards are awesome. I never thought it would be more than like 20 of us out there in Zazzle t-shirts, but Mike took this by the horns.
That yellow, man. That yellow was so helpful. Cannot tell you how helpful that yellow was.
So please do get behind us. You know, support a lizard. If you're not, you know, if you're not a runner, you know, hey, just grab somebody, give them $5 for their next race, and you know, hey, $5 times 300, we're making a difference. So that'd be awesome. All right, let's get to the calls. 407-413-9395. Springfield, Missouri's been hanging on. I believe this is Brian. Let me see if I can get this without hanging up on everybody else. Y'all there?
Yep.
All right. Hey, who's joining us? This is Brian from down in Springfield.
Wow, you're good.
I am. I know. used to skate every year down at the Skate Corral down in good old Springfield in the 417.
Yeah. Before they tore it down. I don't even know what they turned it into. I guess it's parking and streets and what.
Yeah, it's like that old song. Uh-huh. They paved paradise, or they
put up a parking lot.
That's it.
A parking lot. Thank you, Joni Mitchell. Thank you, Mike. So,
how's it going, my friend?
Hey, pretty good. I'm calling. I was going to talk about some other things, but I wanted to say first and foremost, where everybody could hear, thank you for being an inspiration and running. Down in Walt Disney World. I didn't realize that was your first marathon. What a great place to have your first marathon. And I'm pleased to say that you and Paige and Brett Young have all inspired me to try and be a better me, to eat better. And as soon as I can get past my cold and the cold weather, I plan to start walking and then eventually running, because my goal is to be down there and run with you guys. I wanted to kind of get your take on what it was like to run your first marathon down there, both of you.
Oh, man. I'll jump in here first. It was the same thing. Like, I had never thought I was going to do a marathon. I just kind of toyed with, like, the half marathons. And really, I kind of want to apologize for my attitude that I had years ago with, I would go down there, and I thought about this today during church. I would go down there and run these half marathons, like the Wine and Dine. I do the Tower of Terror. I did the Walt Disney World half marathon twice, too, in the 2010, 2009, I believe. And I feel like, looking back now, I disrespected the folks who trained, you know, by going there and kind of bragging that, hey, I did the half marathon, I didn't train, you know, and that was like the Mike Rallman method. Just go down there and suffer for, you know, 3.5 hours. But looking back on that, that was disrespectful. So I apologize for doing that in hindsight, now that I have actually gone through the entire journey. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing like it. I mean, you see so much on the course, and truly, and I said this on Friday, the two biggest things are seeing family and friends that you know, and being able to hug them and take pictures with them and have them, you know, ring a cowbell for you, you know, give you a little cowbell and you know, a pat on the back and say, you've got this. And so many familiar friends out there that just push you along the way, but also the strangers and the signs and just the little, you know, just a thumbs up. I was talking with my good friend Adam from down in Alabama. He said this old guy, 75 years old, had no idea who he was. In Mexico, you know, at mile 26, gave him a thumbs up and said, you got this, buddy. He had no idea who he was. He said he almost broke down. Cool. I mean, that's what it's all about. So I encourage you, Brian, give it a shot. It's amazing. And just take a step at a time. You know, you don't have to be a marathoner by February. You know, it took me 18 months, but it was a great journey.
No, I didn't run the marathon. I ran the 10K. My husband is the one who ran the marathon. But for me, I was not a runner. I never pretended to be a runner. I did not run. I've always said I only ran unless someone was chasing me. So, you know, as I said on the Friday show, you know, the mile in high school was like torture to me. Like, I did not want to run the mile. I hated the mile. I was always decent at it, but it was the most awful thing I had to do. And once I could drop gym, like, that was one of the reasons why I did it, because I did not want to do that anymore. So, you know, running for me was just, it was absolute torture. And, you know, I have to give props to Mike. I have to give props to Brian. I have to, you know, just Adam, just everybody who started this, who got out there and did it. You know, all of you guys who I started this journey because of. You know, I'm not going to pretend that I'm going to go out there and run the marathon next year. I'm not going to pretend that I'm going to go out there and run the half next year, because it's probably not going to happen. But what I am proud of is the fact that now I actually like and enjoy getting out there and running. It wasn't something that happened quickly. It was just something that, you know what? I signed up for that Atlanta Run Disney thing, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to run 2 miles because that's what it was. And I didn't know who had signed up for this because I clearly wasn't in the runner world at that time. I was just like, yeah, cool. It's in Atlanta. It's a Disney thing. I'm going to do it. And, you know, and Brian, I originally had signed Brian up and didn't sign myself up. He's like, why don't you just sign yourself up too? So, you know, that's how I did it. And then because of that, I started going out there and doing training runs because I knew that I was going to have to get out there and do it. You know, it gave me the motivation at first start to actually go, hey, you know what, let's do this. And so after that happened, I started liking the running. I did the couch to 5K method at first, and that's really what did it for me. And now I do the run a minute, walk a minute method, and that, you know, you just have to kind of find what works out best for you. Because, you know, I was doing the running all the time thing, and I was like, well, I can do this. It's nice, you know, my pace is better, and I at least get to walk now, so I enjoy that part. But, you know, it was never something that I set out to do that I was going to do. And now I'm excited because I don't have anything that I'm training for. So I know that sounds weird, but that means that I can actually go out now and enjoy my runs. It's not that I didn't enjoy the runs before, but I had this thought in my head, like, I have to go out there and I have to run this many miles because I'm going to have to run 6 miles here in you know, less than a year. And so now I'm excited because now I can just go out there and run and I don't have to have a set limit. But it to start out with, I think it's necessary to have that goal in mind, to have something that you really want to do, to set your mind to it, because that's what's really going to get you that bug of, hey, you know, I have to go out there, I have to run because I paid all this money to go do this. So, and then you're going to catch it. You know what I'm saying? Like, feel better about doing it after you've done it for a while and you understand how that mentality works then. And that's really,
I love that insight.
That's really how it worked for me. You know, I didn't run. I was not a runner. And now I am. And if you would have told me, you know, if you would have told 14-year-old Ricky that she would be out there running 6 miles for fun, she would have laughed in your face.
Mike would have paid you to prepare for it.
Oh, God, you don't want to hear this.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Let's have it.
I know. I was trying to keep that quiet. Remember, Paige is 18, you know, and she just turned 18 in November, so she barely made you had to be 18 to run this race, to run the full. And she's a cross-country runner, and she's a select soccer player, so she's an athlete. I mean, she's been an athlete her whole life. She's just in good shape, and she's just very athletic. But she got a stress fracture in her leg for the second time in the last 3 years during cross-country. She went too hard too soon. Early in the season and got put on the shelf for the rest of the season. And sparingly, she played select soccer through the fall. So she didn't really train as much. I kept telling her as it healed, like in November, it started like getting to where it was fine. I was like, you know what? Those 26 miles aren't going to run themselves. But the thing is, you know, when you're 18 and you're the stepdad, you can't just like get on her all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I didn't want to nag her. You know, I would, you know, as I would go out and, you know, I got a 15 mile run to do today. Why don't you go do the first three with me or something, you know? And,
right.
But, you know, I'll do it, you know, tomorrow. I got to work at Dairy Queen, you know? So she did 1 3-mile run and still did the 26.2. So yeah, just next time you see her, you can just, you know, kick her in the shin or something.
That's amazing. Thank you all for sharing that. I'm actually rather excited now. I would have never, kind of like Ricky, thought that that's something that I would want to do. Kind of toyed with the idea a year or so back, and you know, seeing pictures of Brett. And I don't know if you've ever seen his before and after pictures. It's an amazing thing to look at, and he's an amazing guy anyway. But you know, just watching everybody down there. Seeing all the pictures, seeing you and Paige, I think it was on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, flashing your medals and stuff. And I thought, man, that would just be so cool to do. And, you know, Disney as a catalyst to run, I think, is cool. And I've got, as you've probably seen my tweets, probably some 30-plus hours of Magical Mouse Radio recorded, so I don't even have to use data. Go run to the sounds of Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
That is so awesome. You're our number one fan. We love that. You and Dennis up in Boston, man. We love that.
That's That's fantastic.
Well, thanks, guys. I'll free up the line so somebody else can call in. We love you guys. We appreciate what you do, and we'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Brian. Hey, if you ever need any assistance with your running, man, just let me know. And I'll tell you what, social media keeps you accountable, and that's one of the biggest things for me. I love it. So, yeah, anything you need, you just let me know.
Thanks, guys. Have
Take
a good
care.
Night.
Tell the family we said hello.
Good luck with the training.
Yes.
Yeah. Bye. Okay. Bye, guys.
Get out there and run. All right.
That's right. We're yelling at you now.
Yes. No. You got 7 miles by the end of the show. Go.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right. We're 407-413-9395. Great first call. Love Brian, you know, because it really, and this is so cliche, but really the first step is the hardest. I mean, it really is.
It really is.
But the Disney experience is just one thing that you can't replicate. And I saw that Adam, and again, he's one of my best friends in the world. You know, I talk about Adam a lot here on the show, but he put on his Facebook profile, you know, like I guess they have, and I don't do Facebook very well. I just get on there and kind of read and Twitter updates my Facebook and stuff. But I saw that I guess you can add like life events, like, you know, getting married and that kind of thing, you know, births of children, you know, stuff like that. But he put, you know, completing a marathon, and I, you know, sat back and I thought about that. And I'm like, yeah, that's definitely, I mean, it's something you have for the rest of your life. That's a gigantic accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've heard that, you know, there is a very small number of people in this world who will have ever done that. So you can count yourself, Adam and Brian and all of them can count yourselves lucky. I mean, you are a very small minority of the general, like, world population. So.
And the ones who've kept all 10 of their toenails. I'm one of the few. Well, I definitely know that because pages were popping off here, like, left and right. We found one in the middle of the living
room.
That's
too much information.
I was like, what's this? Oh, it's your toenail.
Oh, my gosh.
So
too
gross.
Too much information.
So gross. All right, 407-413-9395.
Well, screw up.
I'm saying just a little. We're all sick anyway. So, all right, we're saved by the next caller. You know, I don't have to talk about, body parts.
Just keep going. Next caller.
We have the next caller on the line. Who's saving us this time? Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. Hey, guys. This is Richard from North Carolina.
Hey, Richard. How's it going?
Thank you for saving us from Mike continuing that conversation.
We didn't have any more.
Oh, no. I just wanted to thank all of you guys for last weekend. What a fantastic weekend it was, and just an amazing time. You know, this podcast means so much to us. I don't think I would have started running without you guys. And I guess February was my first run, and then Sunday, this past Sunday, was our first marathon. So February, we stepped out there, and it's been a great year. And hopefully next year we can get together and do it again. Fantastic.
You know what, Richard, I was going to announce this at the end of the show, but I've been talking with the family, and so I'm still on the runner's high, and I get that right, you know. So I got the medal here in my hand, you know. I've been showing it to my kids at school and stuff because they've heard a lot about it and we've seen stuff, but next year I am going dopey, so we're going to be down there for the whole weekend. Wow. I'm going to go the 48.6. I'm going all in, so we'll see how it goes.
Mike, what are you going to do after you complete, like, this last thing? Like,
they'll run Disney will never have a last thing because
no,
they always want your
right.
money.
Run Disney will always find a way to take your money. But,
exactly.
Yeah.
It'll be the $1,000 100-mile challenge or something. I don't know.
Right.
Oh. Now, Richard, what did you think, though? Like, what was your favorite memory? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know if you remember, but on mile 20, you were coming out of Wild World of Sports, and you yelled across to me as I was entering Wild World of Sports.
Yes.
And you yelled across the median, and we kind of yelled at one another and pumped me up for the next 3 miles, and then I just kind of survived the last six. So, but it was fantastic. Everybody out there was fantastic. I mean, Dave and Eileen, I don't know how many times they popped up every 2 miles, it seemed like. They were unbelievable.
I agree. They were everywhere. You were in Mexico.
They were completing their own marathon right there.
They did more than 20. They had to have done more than 26 miles that day.
Absolutely.
It was crazy. And then, I saw the same 75-year-old guy that Adam did. So that was fantastic, and I remember exactly who he's talking about. So, yeah, I mean, that guy, I don't know who he was, but certainly he was with us that day.
Well, that was awesome, and, you know, we appreciate you wearing the colors. It means the world to me and to all of us, and it's glad to, you know, I love having teammates. I love to be able to holler across the median and see you. That pumped me up as well and got me ready for that uphill going into the studios where the Green Army guy yelled at me all the way.
No, it's fantastic. And then we went on the cruise the next day and had a great time at Castaway Key and all that. But I don't think it compared to the marathon and that weekend and sharing with you guys. You know, my wife, you know, she was kind of like Ricky, and she basically said that, you know, she wasn't a runner, and didn't like any of that. And then she went out and she basically crushed the half marathon on Saturday. And I was so proud of her for that. And just a great weekend all around. And, you know, I don't think we would have done it without you guys. And Mike, I tried to keep up with you a few times on Runkeeper, just the number of activities. Holy cow, you're amazing. maybe this year I'll keep up with you at least 1 month.
He's like the roadrunner, man. He's totally out there all the time.
I'm competitive. Like, that's all it is. Yeah. Like Dave Lawrence and I on the Fitbit are just ridiculous. We're both competitive, and it's like, oh, Dave's ahead of me. Dang it. Gotta get on the treadmill.
All right. Well, I'll try to beat you at least 1 month.
Hey, that sounds good.
And best Richard, of luck to you. Hey. I think you're going to need it.
You know, Richard, let's meet down there next January. We'll have another fun weekend. I'd love to do that again.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you guys.
Tell the wife congratulations as well, and congratulations
absolutely.
To you.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do. Awesome. See you soon.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to you later. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
407-413-9395. I know this is awesome. I mean, really. But it's all of us. It's not like one person inspiring another. It's like this whole group getting together to help each other out.
Absolutely.
It's all for the greater good. Absolutely. All right. Next call is on the line. Who's joining us?
This is Andrew from Long Island.
What up, Andrew? Good to talk to you.
Hey.
Hey, boss.
How are you tonight?
All right.
Good. Very good.
There's lots of bosses on this show. I just wish I could be one.
She's literally my boss.
Yeah, well, you know. He writes good articles for the Masterless.
Oh, yeah. So. That's right.
Yes. I always love it because, like, he always writes about some movie that I'm like, oh, man, I really need to, like, rewatch that one, or I just rewatched it. And, yeah, it's so great to compare and contrast my notes with his. So I love it.
After the Lion King, I got the Black Cauldron lined up.
See, that's one I've never seen.
Oh, my.
Never seen the Black Cauldron. I need to find it. I absolutely
really?
No, I've never.
Yeah, I've seen it.
No. Did that come out in the 70s?
Yeah, it's
or
a 70s like movie, isn't it?
1985.
85? Really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It was
okay,
kind
all
of
right.
A dead time.
So I was born, but I was like 2 at the time. So, you know, that wouldn't, yeah, that might be why I never saw it in theaters or anything like that.
I never saw it in a theater. How old do you think I am?
I wasn't saying anything about that. I just made it like, you know.
Was I insulted there?
She pulled a Ricky.
That, like, my parents bought for me. Like, I don't think they started buying me Disney movies until, like, The Little Mermaid. Okay. I do remember seeing Oliver and Company in theaters, though. I might have been, like, 5. So, yeah.
Anyway. I just saw that one was re-released in 1996.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good movie, too.
Yeah, that was something they used to do, too. They would re-release them in theaters, the movies, which was really awesome. So.
They're doing that again, though, now. Like, you know.
Well, they stopped. They started doing it in 3D, and then they were like, no, we're not going to do that anymore.
Man, they're leaving money on the table.
Absolutely.
Right?
And Disney doesn't do that often.
I know. Absolutely. There aren't enough good kid movies.
No.
I was wondering what you guys thought about the closing of the redemption counters at the arcades and the changes in that regard.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Hallelujah is apparent. Oh, hallelujah. If they did that? Are you serious, Andrew? You just made my week. Because there's nothing more painful than watching your 7-year-old daughter try to spend every last 1,543 credits getting gumballs.
No, there's something more painful.
Oh,
it's watching your 17-year-old daughter.
Oh, it's brutal. Like, okay, you got to get the little army man. You got to get the little, like, little rubbery thing that's like a half circle
things.
That pop up. You know, like the things they pop up like 7 seconds later.
Yes.
Get rid of them as a parent. I know the kids love them, but I'm just saying. I'm like, come on. You've been shopping for 22 minutes to get junk from Hong Kong. Let's go.
Yes, I know. It's true. Like, here's $10. Go to the dollar
That's
store. Go nuts.
Here's an Oriental Trading catalog. Knock yourself out. It's my credit card.
I know, right? Please just don't make me do that anymore.
Now, we've given our opinion now, Andrew. So what do you think?
I'm indifferent, but I guess it's a good thing.
It's kind of an interesting reason.
I know.
I thought they've only done it because it's like it was considered a type of gambling under Florida law, so they're taking.
Andrew's right. Andrew's completely right.
It was absolutely because they did it with Dave and Buster's. They
yeah,
Really? This is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. No, it's in Florida, they like, okay, so I've been kind of watching it. It's like, it was something that they did, it was a law that they did for internet cafes, and apparently they were like these pop-up internet cafes that were coming up so that people could gamble at them, and I'm not exactly sure, like, how it all morphed into, like, this, but yeah, like, those games of chance arcades are considered gambling, I guess, because of that now. And so a lot of them are having to shut down their, you know, claw machines and stuff. It's kind of
crazy. The thing that I read was the theory is that Disney just doesn't want to be involved in what could be a messy situation, regardless of how it shakes out. And in the end, they were just like, okay.
Right.
But you know that
Dave
and
Buster's is awesome. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm an adult, but I like to go to Dave and Buster's. But I mean, you know, I like the redemption counter.
There was one game though that I always thought was gambling in there, and it was called like Colorama. So it's the one that has like, it's got this ball that drops down, like it spins, and the ball drops down, and like 50% of the circle's white, and like 25% of the circle's yellow. You know, 15's like blue, and then like there's a sliver of like gold, but like you can bet on gold, but like you know you're not gonna win gold, but if you do, you hit the super jackpot. That is so gambling. I mean, just get the kid to the casino, you know, like what's up?
Yeah, but the way to make money on that is if your whole family plays and you each pick a different color.
You
can beat the system.
She's got it. Yeah.
She uses those Magic Your Way 100 free credits every time.
And then I go home with a lava lamp.
That's it.
Exactly.
You're like, bam, look at me. I'm a winner. I got a lava lamp. What's up, people?
Absolutely.
And you got your little green army man.
Absolutely.
And you wonder why they call us Flora Duh.
I love it, Andrew. Great topic. You're a great, because I didn't know that was happening. So I guess so they're all gone now?
No, I think they're coming out in phases.
Please take them out of the values and the moderates.
They took them out. Well, I think that's really the only places that they are anyway.
Yeah. Well, and at the Contemporary. They're at the Contemporary.
Yeah, the Contemporary. It's any prize counter. So the prize counters go. Like, they're still going to have the arcades, but any hotel that has a prize counter, all those prizes are going to go.
I'm so against the arcades, too. I mean, we take Mallory in there, like, if it's raining or something, but it's like, oh, you're at Disney World. There's so much to do. But I guess, you know, they obviously make money. There's people
There's fun. I mean, you know, it's an activity to do.
Yeah,
so. Teaches.
And some nights they actually put the arcades on free play because they did that. They've done that three times when I've been at Walt Disney World. They did on this past trip at Caribbean
Beach.
One of the nights we were down there, the arcade was on free play for 2 hours.
What? Wow. I didn't know they did that.
Yep, and they did it one time we were at Coronado Springs.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Yep. Okay. Well, Andrew, thanks for the call, buddy, and we appreciate
thanks,
all
Andrew.
You do for the show. Thank
thanks,
you so
Andrew.
Much.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, good night.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, Andrew.
I'm getting some backup in the chat room for not liking the arcades.
All right. Good for you, Mike.
It's hard as a parent. Really.
It is. It's
it truly
brutal.
Is.
I'm like, I want to go do something. Don't leave me trapped.
I guess that's true. Not having children yet, I still like the arcades because I have the mentality of a child. So I still have fun at them. But I'm sure that when you have a kid and they're trying to pick out, like, you know,
the
spider
redemption.
Ring or the
35
eraser.
Rings. Yeah.
Right. Right. You're just like, okay, like, that's enough rings. We don't need any more.
That's it. And like Mallory goes for the like cheap stuff off the bat. I'm like, no. You have like 1,500. You know, credits or whatever.
Right.
Buy
something
that's
first.
Like 1,400 first. Yeah, exactly. Like, no,
actually, if you
I'd
have
like
1,500, find something that's 1,475
first. The worst cast member position to be working
that.
Oh.
There's a place at the Lake of the Ozarks. Mike would know it. It's called Minor Mike's.
Yes, Minor Mike's. I love that place.
But we took my niece there, and it was the same thing. We're like, okay, you have this. We all gave her, you know, the tickets, all of our tickets, all the adults, and we were like, okay, you have this many to go with, and like the first thing she picked out was like the thing on the top level that was like two tickets. We're like, no, go for something bigger.
Minor Mike's, the home of the 27-foot long track on the roller coaster.
You know, oh, that's awesome. By the way,
indoor
totally
roller coaster.
But, you know, I think the reason that they all picked the, like, first thing, you know, they're the things that they see. Like,
cheap.
It's right at their eye level. So they see those first. All the expensive stuff is lower than them. So they're like, I want the thing that I can see. So I don't know. That's my.
All right, we have our next
caller. It's like being at the grocery store and, you know, the cookies that are bad for you are on the shelves that you can see. So.
Very true. All right, we have our next caller, and I'm hoping it's not Chuck E. Cheese. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, guys, it's Doug. How are you?
Hey, Doug. Oh, God.
Hi, Doug.
All right, Doug, how do you feel about the arcades at the resorts?
I kind of like them, but I don't have the kids either, so me and my wife would go down. We would go down when we'd get back to Riverside and go hang out at the arcades for a couple hours and use our tokens that they would give us for free and have a good time.
There you go. That's how it's supposed to be. Keep the kids out of it, and everything's good.
That's right.
Yeah, we kind of had a tradition. We would go back when we get back and, you know, late from the parks, and we'd go over there. And my wife she's very competitive, and she likes to kick my butt in the arcade. So,
you know what? That's me and Brian, too. We could play a game of air hockey, and I can kick his butt at it because, let's face it, I'm awesome at air hockey. So he always goes down on that one. So, I mean, that's what we do. We go, we play a couple games of air hockey, and we're good to go. So,
I see an air hockey tournament at one of the resorts in the fall.
My gosh, totally.
Well, you know what they say, Rick? Happy wife, happy life. Letting you win air hockey is your thing.
Hey, you know what? He's not giving it. He's trying his hardest, let me tell you, because I'm, you know, totally kicking butt. So he's trying to beat me, and only occasionally does he. But I still hold the title. I'm just saying.
Well, I wanted to congratulate you on running the race and doing a good job, and great job on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. There's so many of us that did that, and just, you know, total team effort. It was a blast to get the opportunity to get to run down at Disney.
Absolutely.
And I also wanted to wish you a happy new year in person, and safe and happy and healthy new year for all you guys.
Hey, it's going to be a great one.
Thanks. Back to you.
Same to you.
Thank you very much. And I'm a little offended, too, that you called that partner of mine. You're one of your favorite callers. And I kind of got a little offended by it.
Now, what did I do now?
You called out Dennis.
I did. You don't know, man. You should see the numbers that stream out of Boston. It's unbelievable. It's like we have a pipeline up there.
Yeah, I know. He's tapped into every single internet connection up there and read the feed to you. I keep telling him to change the feed to our show, but he refuses. He's amusing.
He's awesome. I love you guys, man. You guys are awesome. And your Patriots are doing pretty well tonight. I've got it on the big screen behind me.
I've never worked for the Patriots except for now for Dennis. It's the first time I've ever rooted for them because they did cheat in the Super Bowl against my Eagles.
Yeah, they are a bunch of
cheaters.
I will
root for my buddy.
That's good stuff. I was rooting for the Packers and they choked earlier.
Yeah,
and now I'm actually rooting for the Colts, but it's not looking like it's going to be a good day for Rallman today.
Sorry, Mike.
So a quick question I had for you guys. We did a couple shows back. I wanted to ask you guys, if you could change one thing or add one thing for 2015 to the parks, what would you do?
Debbie, let's go to you first. You've been quiet but deadly today, so what do we have? You can change something in 2015.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. To change something? I honestly, I know this is going to draw a hush across the world, but I think they need to tone it down on the Frozen and maybe focus on some other things. Because, I mean, I'm frozened out, guys. I really am. I mean, it's cool and it's fun and the little kitties love it. But if that's what you're trying to ask, then I would try to tone it down and not put everything into Frozen Land. But maybe, you know, open up some other ideas as well. You know, not just focus only on that.
I agree.
Yeah, we kind of touched a little on that. Very good one.
All right, Pam, what do you think?
You know what? I think... I would add another sit-down restaurant in the Magic Kingdom. Be Our Guest has just done so well and is so popular. And I think it really shows that there is a need for a better restaurant in the Magic Kingdom park. There just really is. Something that I don't... Like, it doesn't have to be super fine dining. I don't think Be Our Guest restaurant really is. But I think it should be, like, a step above maybe something that has an appeal for adults and children alike. And
I think, you know, really, at this point, I don't really want to eat at Cinderella's royal table. and Crystal Palace is all fine and good, but it's, it's a buffet and it has characters, and I don't always want that. I think if they put something else in there that was another good table service restaurant, I think it would do well, and I would love to see it. I would love to personally just have another choice, for goodness sake. So
I agree with you, Sam, because I do counter service more in the Magic Kingdom than any other park, because there's not one restaurant that I 100% love there. Like Animal Kingdom, Studios, and Epcot, I have like multiple restaurants that I love sit-down meals at. There's not one that I'm totally in love with at the Magic Kingdom.
No, we often leave the park. We often go to one of the monorail resorts because it's just not what I want often. So anyways, you know, I mean, I think that Disney does a great job appealing to many different diners, but I think in this respect, they could do just a tad more. So,
all right, Ricky, what do you think?
I guess I'll kind of echo a little bit of what Pam said, but at a different park. I'm going to say that there actually needs to be more unique options for dining at Disney's Hollywood Studios for
Buffalo nuggets.
True. Yeah, it's so, like, Brian and I were actually kind of talking about this today in a roundabout way. Like, we like Pizza Planet, but the only reason we like Pizza Planet is because it's sentimental to us. It doesn't have the best pizza, of course, but it was the first restaurant that Brian and I ever ate at Walt Disney World. Ever, you know, the two of us. So that's why Pizza Planet has this connection to the two of us. But really, when I'm thinking about eating at counter service at Disney's Hollywood Studios, there is nothing that sounds appealing to me. I go through my head, I'm like, I don't want to eat at ABC Commissary. I don't want to eat at Backlot Express. Like, there's nothing out there. I don't want to eat at the Sunset Ranch Market area. Nothing is unique. Nothing is
Rosie's.
I don't Rosie want hamburgers. I don't want sandwiches. I want something that's different and unique. And there is
and
really
good.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
I think they're missing good.
Yes. They're definitely missing the good factor there as well. And maybe.
Yeah, call it like it is, don't you, Pam?
Oh, I mean, it's true. Though.
Something edible would be nice, right? So, yeah, I'm just not a super big fan of what they offer at Disney's Hollywood Studios for counter service. Now, I do like to eat there for table service, and I will often eat like a late lunch, early dinner, and have that be my, you know, table service meal, but have that be the only meal that I eat while I'm at the studio. So it has me covered, but I would really like it if they had something that offered me something decent, basically. So
yeah, you get hungry enough, you get those buffalo chicken nuggets from Backlot Express.
Oh, man.
That's
Brian
what I was
bought
doing.
Me a hot dog. Like, I seriously stopped at the Herbie's. We stopped at the Herbie's like area, you know, back in the back over by Lights, Waters, Action because he was hungry, and he actually bought me a hot dog. I was like,
I think that there should be a choice that you don't have to make that choice.
Right, exactly. I mean, it was a good hot dog for hot dogs, but I was like, I don't really want a hot dog, but you bought it for me, so I'll eat it.
I can get that at the Costco. I don't need to go there.
They did have something s'mores there, though, that I kind of wanted to try, and I should have gone back for it.
They have those at 50s Primetime. Very good.
No, it was like a s'mores pita pocket or something.
Oh, wow.
It looked really good. I should have totally gotten it. Next time.
Well, my thing real quick, Dennis, would be, and I think, again, Disney's missing the boat on this. They need a Run Disney store somewhere with all Run Disney branded items, because there's a lot of people out there that love Disney and that run that, you know, might be there in the summertime when there's not a race going on, but you'd love to have a Run Disney shirt. And they could also clear out all the inventory from the races. They could, that way, if they had a store like that on property, they could really overestimate the amount of things to have for the race weekends, because, you know, you can get rid of it at their store. You know, things like the Magic Bands went like that. And I know they're limited release, but I think that, you know, they have that Fit to Run store in Downtown Disney, but it's very disappointing because I can get all that stuff back home. So that's something that I think the time has come, and I think it would be a gold mine for Disney, but I don't know why they don't do it. So what do you think?
Elaborate a little more, man. They could also put all the races for the year that's coming up and show people what they do, maybe run films on how it runs through the parks, and maybe get some people that don't even know about the marathons fired up about running.
Oh, 100%. And it'd be a great place for meetups throughout the year. And I mean, just, you know, clinics and just, you know, little, you know, Jeff Galloway could visit every once in a while. It would give them a home base, and they, you know, it would need to be bigger than that Fit to Run store in downtown Disney. But, I think they're totally missing the boat because that merchandise is awesome. And, you know, I think there's a lot of, I would say that, you know, there's so many people that go during the non-running season, and you could grab that stuff. And I mean, everybody would, you know, if you're out there exercising and doing something, it'd be cool just to have a tech shirt or, you know, some jogging pants or, you know, a visor or something that says Run Disney. I think they're really missing out on that.
Absolutely.
I'm surprised they haven't.
I know, me too.
The one I had, and I'll let you guys elaborate on that, is I think that they should finally start with the packages, stop thinking you add park hopper on. And the reason being is they just should figure out a price point and just include it, because over the past few years, they've decided to do all these hard ticket events. And they're closing the Magic Kingdom at 7 o'clock. They're closing other parks early. And for the people that aren't like us guys that know every little thing about Disney, it isn't fair to the family that goes to the Magic Kingdom. Next thing they're being told, the park's closed at 7. And they're not allowed to go anywhere else. And they don't have the money to buy the hard ticket. I would just like to see the package have the park hopper included. And you can go to any park you want. When you're paying $100 a day, you should be able to leave the Magic Kingdom and go to Epcot at night.
I can't argue with you there. Take us back to the old Ultimate Park Hopper ticket days.
That's right. Yeah, that'd be nice. I miss those days.
I mean, they say that it's a flexibility thing in the Magic Your Way. You can get your tickets however you want them. If you don't need the park hopper, you don't need to pay for it. But, I think that they could
Well, yeah, but if you look at it, I mean, you know, Animal Kingdom nowadays is, you know, still closes at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you don't buy the park hopper and you're just going to Animal Kingdom that day, what are you going to – I mean, the rest of your night is – I mean, you just could go back to the hotel and sleep, or, I mean, you could go to Downtown Disney, I guess, but that's been such a disaster lately. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of, I get where you're coming from. It's kind of rough, especially in the off seasons when, you know, Studios closes at 7 or Animal Kingdom, like I said, closes at 5 or whatever. So,
if you remember years ago with the Mickey Not So Scary Halloween party and the Christmas party, it wasn't 3, 4, or 5 nights a week like
That's
it is
true.
Now. It seems like they're every night of the week now. And how is that fair to you? You'd save all year to go those weeks. And like I said, you don't realize a lot of people get there. There's a Christmas party. You know, if their agent ain't telling them everything, they don't know it, then they get there. And if you have a family of 4 or 5, that park hopper ticket for somebody to go every year, it's like that's like an extra $300 or $300. I don't think it's fair the way Disney's constantly cutting hours back for. And now you're going to have Harambe Nights that they're doing stuff like that at the Animal Kingdom. You have Epcot; they have different packages. And I just think it's wrong with all the hard ticket packages that they're putting out there now.
No, I totally agree with you, Dennis. I mean, you've made great points, and I think it would be a goodwill gesture by Disney to just throw that in, because that's something that it. Wouldn't necessarily. I don't think it would cost. I don't think their revenue would go down that much
because it'd
be a goodwill thing, and I think it would get people to spend more time in the parks. You might make that up on merchandise and food.
You're exactly right, Mike. That was my thoughts on the show, and now you even hurt me more. You called me Dennis. I'm hurting, babe.
Oh my gosh! What I said, Dennis? Yeah, I got you guys all. Doug, sorry. I'm trying to watch a football game, man. I'm trying to multitask here.
That's okay, buddy. But I'm glad I fired you guys up tonight. I hope you have a wonderful and happy New Year.
He's always got some question for us that gets us going, doesn't he?
That's my job. That's my job.
That's right.
That's right.
We love Dennis. We love when Dennis calls in.
That's right. Exactly.
We'll see you, Doug. Thanks again for calling in, and keep up the good work, buddy.
Bye, Doug.
Be good, guys.
Bye, Doug.
Bye, guys.
Take care, Doug.
Bye-bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. Doug always has a great call every month. And
no,
love it. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Makes us think.
In the chat room, right along with us over at friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike. Thanks, everybody, in the chat room, because you do make the show more fun for us.
Absolutely.
Got a lot of love on the Run Disney stuff. I like that. And George points out, he's from the UK, that UK resident tickets come with the park hopper automatically. So he was kind of shocked to hear that in the States you don't get the, you know, with the Magic Your Way tickets, it's not included.
Weird. I didn't know that. Huh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, but they like the Brits better than us. That's what it's saying. Iger doesn't like us Americans.
Uh-oh, you're going to start a war.
I am.
All right. This can only go in bad places.
I know. All right, we have 12 minutes to go in the show. Get your calls in right now, 407-413-9395. And also want to thank everybody for the great questions for our listener question show. We had been down to the bottom of the barrel, and you guys hit a home run and replenished us. We have plenty to go. But if you have a question, you can always email that to mike@brguestpodcast.com or just call in And your question will be answered right now, as we can do right now. Hey, who's joining us?
This is Jenny from Kentucky.
Hey, Jenny. How's it
going? Hey, how are you, Jenny?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just sitting around tonight working on my artwork and listening to you guys. I just wanted to tell you guys how pumped you all have gotten me to do my very own Disney run event.
That's so cool. That's awesome. So what are you thinking about doing?
I'm thinking about, to be honest, I'm thinking about starting off with a 10K.
That's perfectly fine. That is perfectly fine. Yeah. You start with a 10K because, you know, as I was saying, the people who run the 10Ks and the 5Ks, we train just as much, not, you know, as long hours, obviously, but we train just as hard and just as strong as those who run the halves and the fulls. And so, you know, there's no problem with starting with a 10K, in my opinion. There's no problem with starting with a 5K. If that's all you want to do, get out there, do it. You know, whatever you're comfortable with. And that's how I feel. Like, I know I'm not comfortable with running a half at this point. I know I probably could do it. I could will myself through it. It's just not going to happen. So, you know.
Yeah, well, baby steps.
Right, baby steps. Exactly. But you go out there. You do, you know, just 10K, whatever you want to start with is what you should. So.
But yeah, I was watching it all weekend. With the live feed that Disney was showing, and all I kept on doing was texting my mom going, oh my God, I know what I want to do.
Yeah, how cool was that? That technology that they streamed that. I had no idea they were doing that until morning.
Well, they didn't announce it until like 2 days before, maybe.
That is so cool. They need to do that with more things, because I mean, I got more feedback about that, like just people that, because I guess people saw it on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, that like my daughter's teacher at daycare, who's a big Disney fan, is like, yeah, I watched it on the stream. I'm like, that is, you know, that brings people that are outside of the Disney sphere that listen to podcasts and stuff right in. It was a very neat thing.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it was very cool seeing people that, you know, you follow through Facebook on, you know, the internet, and you're like, oh, I know that person. So it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Absolutely. We appreciate you watching.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You guys have a great night, okay?
Hey, you take care. And hey, you need to be a lizard with us. You're going to get in there on the lizards. We want to support you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good stuff.
Very good.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Jen. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Bye.
All right. Love it, man. How did we become Mickey Miles all of a sudden? What happened, Mike Bankhead? You got us like we're running people. Oh, Jeff Galloway. No, it's fun. It's a good little hobby. I tell Pam, there's a lot worse things I could be doing.
Almost.
Like when I go out and run, you know, it's like, she's like, you're going to go run again? I'm like, I'm not gambling, not drinking.
Well, that's true. You're not gambling. Unless you go to, you know, one of the prize counters at Disney, then maybe you are.
Colorama, baby.
Don't go there now.
Bet on gold.
The color wheel.
That's it. The Colorama.
Don't play the color wheel.
Somebody needs to post a picture in the chat room of the game I'm speaking of. You know what it is. Every one of their Disney resorts has it, especially Pop Century. I've played it there many times.
Have it anymore. I'm just saying.
The Colorama.
Well, they'll probably still have it. You just won't get any tickets.
Well, then what's the good of that? I mean, seriously, you know. I mean,
yeah. What's the fun in it?
Do you still keep it? Yeah, I won. Who cares?
You just get to be like enjoy the the spirit of winning.
You get a cowbell.
Right.
Winner.
Fuck. It has to be something less than 75 cents. That's what I've found out. You can win something, I think, but it has to be less than 75
I would think that would cover about 85%.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, is it worth less than 85 cents anyway? Whatevs.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. There it is. There it is. Yeah, Pam Forrester for the win. That's the game right there, man.
I knew.
And they had, going back to our first caller, Brian down in Springfield, Missouri, they had that game at Skate Corral back in the 90s. That game is classic. I'm telling you. Just getting kids hooked on gambling since 1992.
That's right. Teaching kids how to gamble right.
That's it, man. Paige was a fiend on that game. I'm telling you, man. She would like knock you out if like, dude, I got to get 28 more tickets.
I know. Oh. That and the jump rope game that Mallory was talking about.
Oh, that game is
Hannah
just
would do that one, too.
That game, the virtual jump rope.
Oh, man.
And it's so heartbreaking because kids, like, in the first 5 seconds, you either know they're going to do well or they've already blown it.
Right. Well, the thing goes to, like, it goes from, like, super slow to, like, Mach 10 in, like, 10 seconds. There's no way physically, really, unless you're, like, a robot, you can keep up with that thing. Anyway, next caller's on the line, going down nostalgia or memory lane here. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, guys. It's Brandy in New Jersey.
Hey, Brandy. What's up?
Brandy. Hi. How are you guys?
What's your favorite arcade game that you got hooked on as a kid that made you go to the casinos, you know, every weekend?
we are close to Atlantic City.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, we're in New Jersey. Yeah,
we don't go that often.
We played Frogger when we were down there last time. That one where, not Frogger, Cut the Rope, where you have to, with the frog, I think it is.
Oh, no.
It's addicting, though, because you got to try to beat it.
Oh, I'm just going to, two words for you, Crossy Road. On the iPhone.
Oh, gosh.
Don't download it.
I can't even start those things.
Don't even think about it. So what's going on?
I just wanted to call, and I want to thank you for, you know, shouting out in the beginning of the show about the Give Kids the World. I think that's going to be awesome this year. I'm really, you know, hoping to get a big, you know, draw with everybody and really donate a lot of money, because I think that'll be an awesome achievement for the lizard. So thank you so much, and I'm excited.
No, thank you for taking the time to get all that squared
absolutely.
Away, because we needed somebody to grab that bull by the horns, and you took that and ran with it, and it's gonna yield great results, because it's so cool to be out there and to see that at these races, everybody's running for something bigger than themselves. And we wanted to do that as lizards, but we want to get ourselves kind of, you know, established there. And I think this weekend kind of gave us our first big weekend, and you know, now we're gonna take it and run with it. So thank you again for doing that.
Awesome. No, my pleasure. Absolutely. I think this will be a great thing. And I was glued to the computer last week and watching all you guys down there. So cheering you on, and I'm just proud to be a lizard and can't wait to get out there next year and hope to see you guys at Wine and Dine. I'm hoping to get down there. So
I will be
an exciting
there.
Year ahead of us.
My races this year are going to be the Wine and Dine and the Marathon weekend. So that's, and you know, we're gonna make an announcement. I know a lot of people have been asking, and so many people are running the Wine and Dine that there's definitely going to be something going on that weekend. So you know, no worries there.
We should try to do a dessert party or something. I've seen a couple of the other groups do, like, an Illuminations party or a Fantastic party. We should definitely try to, get something together for the group.
I like it. We'll definitely work on stuff, because with the Tower of Terror weekend, we might have to move the festivities to the Wine and Dine weekend, which, you know, it's a little bit more crowded because you have the Veterans Day holiday, the end of Food and Wine, the Jersey.
No,
there's a lot going on that
the
weekend.
End of Food and Wine. I will tell
not?
You, they just switched the dates for Food and Wine. So it starts September 25th, but Food and Wine ends a week later now, so it ends November 16th. So it's still the same number of days as last year, so they upped it to 53 days last year, but it's starting when it normally started the previous years, but it's ending a week later than it ever has. So
cool. All right. So
keep in mind.
Then we're going to make the announcement on that in the next week or two. We promise. We've been kind of waiting until after Marathon weekend, because I know everybody's trying to plan out their DVC stays and the reservations for 2015, but we will let you know when the big fall event's going to happen in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Brandy, thank you again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great having friends like you.
Brandy.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.
And Carol wanted to know when the Wine and Dine is, and that is November 6th and 7th. So just letting y'all know.
And I heard it's not going to rain this year.
Well, one would hope so. Yeah.
It rained enough this year.
Yeah. That was really, really bad for all the runners, for sure.
And Julie's asking for the Wine and Dine 5K for her birthday present. You know, that's what I should ask for something. Because, like, for the dopey, that I just saw the price for this next year.
Oh. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh,
that dopey
hurts.
Is not
that
cheap. Hurts. That's for sure.
How much is it this year?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's
$550.
Like, yep.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
Disney should put all that money and make sure that it all goes to charity.
Well, they do give a portion to charity. They do give some to charity. They do. There's always a charitable organization.
Got it. Okay.
But they're for profit. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the only thing that I joke about is that you're paying $550 to get out there and torture yourself 48.6 miles. Like,
right.
That's kind of weird. Like, you're going to lose toenails and pull hamstrings and
stop. Just stop.
And you're going to sleep like 3 hours in like, you know, four days. But you're paying $550. Hey, yay.
Yeah. that's 3 hours
irony.
Of sleep is definitely true.
It's a lesson in irony. irony. All right. Well, we have a couple minutes left. We can take one more call if you can get in here in the next couple of minutes. 407-413-9395. Jen, thanks for calling in from Kentucky. We appreciate it and hope you're having a good time doing your art tonight and listening to the show.
Oh, I like your little avatar, too, in the friend feed. Love the Baymax. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it
that's
is. Isn't so it sweet? Cute. Yeah, I yes. love it. Adorable.
Oh, I didn't know next year was the last one for the Dopey. I haven't heard that.
No, I haven't heard that either. I doubt it.
I can't imagine they would turn away that much money.
Yeah, I right. highly doubt they'll do that. Yeah, they'll probably keep it around forever now. So, because people were doing it before, just unofficially. So, I can't imagine that it would be the last year for it. So. Yeah.
Oh, Jen says she drew it.
Better.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Go, Jen.
Gotta like
That's
that.
Fantastic.
Now I like it even
I,
more.
I have no artistic skills. So, yeah, that is just incredible. So cool.
All right, and there's her website. You can check it out, jennymsteed.com, JennyMSTEAD.com. Check it out.
Very cool.
And that's right. My good buddy Adam and I, again, we went on this journey together all the way. We even ran together down in Huntsville on a training run. We've really become very, very close friends through this running stuff, and we're going to do the Dopey together, so Adam's in as well. I don't know about coast to coast, man. Let's start with Dopey. Then I got
to
get on a
plane.
You
have to remember, Adam, Mike does not get on airplanes.
No, that's the thing.
So,
like, that would be the challenge of all challenges.
This would be an airplane moment, and there's no way he's going to do that. So.
No,
and there's no. Because there's no way you could make it across country in that short amount of time to run coast to coast. There's no way for.
Can you imagine after running a marathon, the back cramp I would have?
At least if you wanted to do the Star Wars. Now you could do a different race Avengers, I guess. Yeah. But I mean, still, I don't see that happening. So.
All right. Well, we are out of time. We are at the top of the hour. So we're going to thank everybody for the great call tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show. So much fun talking to you. And we'll do it again next month. It will be on. It's always the third Sunday, folks. And that would be on Valentine's weekend. It's the 15th of February. That's right. It's the day after Valentine's.
It's not Valentine's Day.
It's actually another 3-day weekend. We'll be off on President's Day the next day. So there you go. It works
guys and ladies, I should say, because ladies, you should take care of your men with Valentine's Day too, in the regards of like candy or, you know, you can buy them flowers if you want, but.
Amen. And can I tell you that I got the best Christmas present? I got that, I need to talk about this, my spa day at the Grand Floridian the day after the marathon.
Oh, I want to hear all about
that. Oh, it was awesome, man. I felt like, I felt like a princess. I was
there
pampered.
Fancy robe.
That robe must have weighed 12 pounds when I put it on. That thing was thick.
Lord,
that was the thickest robe. I mean, I guess like I haven't had a robe in ages, but when I was a kid, it was like thin as, you know, a sheet.
What?
This thing was heavy.
You hanging out in a robe at home.
Oh, yeah. I got my pipe on right here and everything else.
Big fuzzy bunny slippers.
Oh, the packing story.
Right.
I forgot.
Story.
Okay. I'm going to have to let the pizza get cold here for a second. But so I'd survived. And this is, again, our friend Mark fell off the carousel, which, Ricky, you probably heard the story by now.
I did not hear that story. Talk to
everybody else. But my story is that I'd survived the weekend. I was so excited. You know, we stayed on Monday. So we did the marathon on Sunday, like still on a runner's high. Monday morning, get up, go to the Grand Floridian, do the spa, the sports massage. I fall asleep a couple times, I think, I woke up because I was snoring because I was so tired, but it was awesome. It was a great experience. Got to go in the steam room and all that stuff. But Tuesday morning, we got to leave by like 6:30 or 7. Like, no, we got up at 6 because I wanted to grab breakfast was served at Caribbean Beach at 7. I wanted to get some Mickey waffles, chocolate chip Mickey waffles before I left. So we were there when it opened at 7. So I'm loading the car at like 6, and it's still totally dark at 6 in Florida at this time of the year. So, you know, the girls are kind of stirring, getting ready. Well, I'm, you know, being the dad and trying to haul out all the suitcases and stuff. And we're at Caribbean Beach, and I requested a second floor room because I like the view, water view, and I got it back in Trinidad South. So we're way back. I mean, we're closer to Pop Century. So I'm loading the car, and I'd made a couple of runs out to the car. But on my third run, I had so many bags. I had like two little suitcases of Mallory's or a little Frozen and Mickey Mouse bag on one arm. I had just bags of like, you know, souvenirs and stuff on the other. Like the toiletries bag. I mean, I was loaded because I was trying to maximize my trips, you know, so I didn't have to do so many.
Right.
Well, I'm going down the steps and there's a shadow. And I'd seen this like a couple times before, like the second to last or third to last step was like not, there was no light on it. So you could easily miss it. Well, I took a step and I knew as soon as I did it, I missed the step, rolled my ankle. went just tumbling down the rest of the way. And like, I didn't even hit the ground until like my head hit the, like, there's like a lattice on the, like on the,
no way.
Yeah. Like if that stuff would have been there, I would have totally like rolled right off the edge, like, boom, like down probably about 10 feet, but crashed my head. So I'm laying there. I thought I broke my ankle 'cause it popped. And I was like, oh, I broke my ankle, but I'm not going to scream because I don't want to wake everybody in the resort up. You know, like that scene in National Lampoon's Vacation. Like, I can see everybody running out on their balconies, like, checking me out. So, I mean, that's a whole different scene. But I was just like, oh, you got to, I was just like, you got to be kidding me. I made it through the whole weekend, you know, ran the marathon, and I break my ankle loading the car. And I'm thinking, oh, God, now I got to drive 15 hours home, and it's my right ankle. I'm like, it's the gas pedal ankle and the brake, you know, pedal ankle. I'm like, oh, Lord. But fortunately, I got up, and it was okay. It was sore, but, yeah, it was okay. So I survived. But it was just, it was not pretty because there was just stuff scattered everywhere, like on three different landings on the stairs and just everything everywhere. Pam had bought a purse for her mom that was all out of the bag. There was a suitcase down like seven more steps down around the corner. It was just bad. And I didn't even have
not
my selfie.
A good thing.
I needed my selfie stick to get a picture of all this, but I had already packed it up. So there's the story. It was pretty sad.
Oh,
missed
thank
one step.
You didn't fall because of the selfie stick, or you would never fall down.
That's
or you
true.
Would have been one of those people, and you would have never heard the end of the story.
Exactly. That's it. So there's the story. And I heard the selfie. If you take selfies, it's not good for your mental health. I saw that on Twitter last night.
No. There was more to that, by the way. Just yeah, so
there, I just read the headline. I'm like, oh, man, I'm probably in trouble.
No, you're fine. You're
okay,
fine. It's if you're primping yourself to make sure you look good and you keep throwing away pictures because you don't look good in the picture.
Okay, well, we know that I don't do that because you've seen my selfies.
Right, exactly. We've seen your pictures.
Yeah, I mean, the one you took of all four of us is pretty good.
That
I
is.
I love that picture.
That needs to go on the site, dang it.
So totally. Love that one.
Selfie stick. All right, we got to get out here. We're running late. So, again, tonight's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out. They'll take care of all of your trip planning needs. They're over there and going to get you the best deal possible over at the Magic for Less.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're at Be Our Guest Mike on Twitter. We're at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Drop by the Facebook group. Lots of fun over there. Lots of great pictures. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. We'll do it again on February 15th. Thanks again for tuning in. And thanks again for the great calls and always for the support of our show. We love you guys, and it's so much fun talking Disney with you. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. The rest of it, you got a couple hours left, and you got hopefully Monday off tomorrow. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.